Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, this is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. I guess, like most people, I was up really, really late last night. I didn't get a lot of sleep because I was just... I couldn't believe what I was seeing, just watching the news on TV and just in complete disbelief of what's been happening overnight and from yesterday afternoon. I had a bit of a sleep yesterday afternoon after the show yesterday, and I woke up to the stuff happening in Hackney, which was about 4 o'clock, wasn't it? And then it just continued and just got worse and worse. And then the awful scenes from Croydon, which we were seeing about like 9, 10 o'clock last night, and then all through the night. And then all over London and in Birmingham and Liverpool. And that is the news you're waking up to on Radio 1 this morning. And obviously on all the rolling news channels. It's kind of hard to put into words, really, how everyone's feeling today. Words that you can broadcast anyway. But we're here till 10 o'clock. Let's get on with it. Let's do Tuesday on Radio 1.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky sounds like she's been synchronised swimming for the last 12 hours.
I have.
Good morning.
Hello. I don't know what it... I think I've got sinus issues.
You haven't actually been synchronised swimming, have you?
No. That would be amazing.
I'd love to see you do that.
All right.
That could be Becky's forte. Let's bring it back.
Things to do before I'm... No, I'm not even going to say that, because you'll clip it up and make me do it before Friday.
Also, you'll be pleased to know, I forgot about this, but did have a curry last night, and I do have some cold curry for you this morning. As one of the things to do before you are 30. Becky had never been to a resort on holiday before this weekend, so I took her to Cabos, and listen to her now.
Yeah. Move on.
Move on. I can do that for you. Move on. Oh, I watched that last night.
Did you? I fell asleep.
Oh, it's so good. She is such a good addition to that show, Hilary DeVay, I'm talking about, on Dragon's Den. Really good. The bit where she got into the... there was a couple on... who ended up getting slaughtered by the dragons. It started off really well because they liked the product, and then they couldn't come up with the figures and the facts that Deborah Meaden needed at all, and then she was out. But it looked quite good. You know when you're in a caravan, which loads of people do, and you get that kind of... You've got a sleeping bag over you, and you get a cold back.
Yeah.
Because like your back is against the caravan wall.
Yeah.
They had this really quite good duvet on. And Hillary actually got in the duvet.
Yes.
In full kind of 80s power dress. And we're like, oh, it's quite comfy, actually. And then, plot spoiler, turn away if you didn't see it yet. She saved the day. Everyone else was like, I'm out. And she was like, I'm going to put some money into you. I want 26%.
Fine, can give you that. Move on.
I can give you that. Move on. I love her so much. I would love to get her on. But then Greg loves her equally, so maybe we could... share her, if you know what I mean.
What, have her on at 10 to 4?
I don't mean share. Yeah, maybe we could, yeah.
So Greg gets 15 minutes and you get 15 minutes.
Yeah, because he started talking about her way before me, because I was, I've not been here that much. I've been, like, doing Cavos and all that, so...
You're always the last one to catch up
on
TV shows.
I am the last one, so, and I feel that that is Greg's, really. Take That Shine, which we played a minute ago. It's been ruined for a lot of people now, that song. It's a great song, but... It will ever, forever remind you of Richard Hammond pushing a trolley, won't it?
And the fish counter.
Yeah, it really will. Mm. So many people are like, Morrison's, when you play that song now. How much cash do you reckon Take That got for that? It must be a lot.
And there's five of them as well, so I reckon they each want a good sum, don't they?
Yeah.
How much do you reckon?
I don't know.
100? 200 quid?
No. No. It's going to be thousands of pounds.
Is it?
Yeah. But I think when you're in a band, you have to make that decision. If, like, a supermarket rings up and goes, hi, can we use your song? It's like, yeah. How much money is it? Because it is going to ruin it for the rest of our lives. It's a bit like, what's that? The Wanna Dies, You and Me song.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what do you instantly think of?
Richard.
Yeah, exactly. Richard Hillman driving into the canal in Manchester. That's what you think. Someone from Coronation Street must have rang them at some point and went, hi, The Wanna Dies.
I don't even watch Coronation Street and now this song is ruined.
Do you mind?
I don't even know who this man is, but there's a pic, you know, you remember the shot.
Do you mind if we use your one song when a serial killer... No, he's not. Was he a serial killer? He killed a few people. As he drives Gail and the kids into the water, is it all right for you to play this song? To be fair, though, the one of those probably haven't got as much money as take that.
No.
Right, who's this on the phone, please?
Hi, Scott.
Who's that?
It's Emily.
Emily, good morning. Tell me some good news, please.
Well, it's my 23rd birthday today, and it's the first part of my hen party.
Yes, happy 23rd.
Mm. Yes, I love it that you're doing your hen doing more than one part as well.
Yeah, I like that too.
So what are the various parts?
Well, we're going to a spa today with a couple of my friends, my mum and my fiancé's mum.
Lush, getting all the treatments and all that?
Yeah, hopefully.
Then what?
And then on Saturday, I've got a big hen party with lots of my friends, which I, at the minute, know nothing about because my maid of honour's planned the whole thing.
Okay, so it's going to be spa today, like some kind of massage thing, really, with your mum and your girlfriends. And then on Saturday, it's going to be L plates, horns on your head, probably a stripper, and some squirty cream.
Yeah, probably. And Excellent. Then I've got another one next Friday because one of my bridesmaids is on holiday. So
I love you.
You're like one of those people that celebrates their birthday over like a 2-week period.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Exactly. I have like 3 parties.
Are you?
Yeah. Why have one when you can have more?
Oh,
exactly.
It's Friday, isn't it, your birthday?
Yeah, so I'm having...
Yeah, I knew that. You've mentioned it a lot.
Drinks on Thursday, actual birthday on Friday, going to a thing with my mum, and then Saturday, another party, yes?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why have one when you can have 3?
I've got loads of mates that literally do have about 4 or 5 parties for their birthday, and I'm liking that you're doing it for your hen. When are you getting married?
27th of August.
Luscious. Okay, well, have an amazing time.
I will, thank you.
With you and the girls today. It's nice to speak to you.
Yeah, you too.
All right, love you, bye. Podcast. So, Jamie, who's eating cheese already, good work at... before 7 a.m. in Ipswich, says, tell her not to celebrate her 23rd birthday.
Well, it's fine, because she's got a hen party, so she's already got someone.
Yeah, she's got a double celebration. Don't worry about it, Jamie. Talk about eating stuff early. Are you ready to delve into that curry yet? It's upstairs.
Can we wait until after 7:30?
Okay.
Please?
It's a nice lamb Rogan Josh.
Oh!
Becky's 30 on Friday. She's never returned to a curry after ordering it the evening before. Many of us have done that. She never has. But she will later. We announced yesterday the Hoff. Actual David Hasselhoff is appearing with us at our Edinburgh cabaret shows next week. There's still some debate on what song we should do a duet with. Islands in the Stream seems to be the most popular at the moment. If you want to get on my Facebook, search Scott Mills on Facebook and suggest a song because me and Hoff have to perform it together next Monday night in Edinburgh. Oh, God.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, over the course of a few months, we've discovered a few different faces on this show, one of them being Massage Face. You'll know this if you listen in the afternoon. Massage Face is the face that you pull when you're having a nice, relaxing massage. One that doesn't speak is, Chris. Hi, Chris.
All right.
One that doesn't speak was just giving Chris a little shoulder massage there, and you did do your massage face. Yours is kind of like, ooh, with eyes completely closed.
Very much eyes closed, yeah.
Do your massage face, Becky?
Oh.
your eyes rolled into the back of your head. Anyway, so that was massage face. Then last week we discovered... spoon face. This is when one of our listeners was talking about getting ID'd for buying plastic spoons, and he was in his like well into his 20s.
I give her that look as if to say spoons.
Spoons. What's the spoon look?
Slightly spoons. Confused, isn't it?
I think your eyebrows go right down, right?
And you pull your chin right back into your head.
Spoons.
I give her that look as if to say spoons.
Got a new one. Sneeze face. As just demonstrated a few minutes ago by Becky.
Well, I was trying to hold it in, because when you're talking, it's not very good if I'm just sneezing in the background. So it's kind of pull the corners of your mouth down, try and stop you.
It's kind of twitchy nose, corners down on the mouth, and eyes half closed. So, trying to make yourself not sneeze.
It's not that far from massage face, I don't think.
No, I think it's different to massage face.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, it's more kind of... that. This is good on the radio, isn't it?
What is that?
It's kind of...
everything on your face, from your eyes to your corners of your mouth, goes down.
Yeah, and your
just
eyes...
pull
like,
your whole face down.
But your eyes aren't completely closed, they're like half closed. And your nose is like twitching around like...
like a little rabbit.
In an anti-clockwise motion. Mine does anyway. Wherever you are right now, maybe you're in the car. Maybe you're just, I don't know, getting ready for work. Do your sneeze face. Go on, do it now. Everybody do it. Sneeze face and go. Now, Chris is like he's smelt something really bad. It's that kind of...
I do look like I've got someone's scent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm searching them out.
That's it. Oh, no, now I'm actually going to sneeze. This is what... Don't do too much sneeze face because it makes you want to sneeze because you're so used to doing it when you're about to. Oh, that's weird. Right, it's 7:18. Let's get the posh Radio 4 lady on. And this is the stuff you've been saying to us this week on Dear Scott. Would you like to send me an email? Would you? Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We are doing Dear Scott every day this week while Chris Moyles is off. Chris Moyles. See, sneeze face is having a big effect. So let me know what you want to say. Maybe something you've spotted, an observation, something's happened to you and your mates, something you want to ask the team. Let us know.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and PR4L.
Hi.
I've been wondering lately about the famous cycling race known as the Tour de France. And I've also heard the penny farthing comments in recent episodes of your show.
Yes, we've been talking about penny farthings and how I'd quite like to ride on one, just once in my life.
Mm.
We talked about this quite a lot in the afternoon.
Do you think that back in the day of the penny farthing era, that these bicycles may have been used to race around France? If so, it would have been great to watch. I hope that this can be read out by the PR4L. Love the show. Anthony, Australia.
Can you look that up, please, Becky?
Doing it now.
That would be epic.
A race featuring penny farthings. They must have done back in the day.
Someone did do it a couple of years ago, but I don't think it...
What, a race? How fast can you go on a penny farthing?
Someone cycled the route on a penny farthing.
They look slow, don't they?
They're not built for speed. No, I don't think so.
No. Don't think we've got anything more on that.
No, it can't.
I don't think there'd be a race. It'd be a kind of novelty thing. I've gone round the circuit on it, but I'm not racing. Mm. Next.
Dear everyone, I would just like to share with you a recent experience I had after a terrible day at the office. It was a very humid day, and I decided to have the air conditioning on instead of the roof down when I got in the car. I turned the radio on and tuned into you, as usual, hoping for the giggle I needed to make all the bad things go away, when a red convertible drove towards me with the roof down. As I squinted to see if it was someone I knew, I realised it was a man in his twilight years enjoying a jaunt in his car on a sunny day. Nothing wrong with that, I hear you say. Well, it wasn't until he came level with my car that his man rug on top of his actual head was flapping in the wind. Thank you, Mr. Red Car Man Rug. You made my day. Danielle, off of Peterborough.
Flap, 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 flap. People who wear toupes or rugs should not have cars with
toupes.
Should not have cars with the top down.
What's a toupe?
A toupee.
Oh.
I just call them toupes.
Is that what the kids are calling them these days?
Yeah.
Toupes.
Toupe?
Do you reckon you can just get toupees even if you've already got hair?
Why, are you considering it?
I don't know. Sometimes I think it might look quite cool.
Yeah, I could do with one of them.
Better than a toupee, I reckon, is when they've got comb over. Because it's like, starts from right below their kind of, or above their right ear, all the way over to their left. When that flaps, it's amazing. Because it's really long.
Yeah.
It's like really long. To be able to comb it right over, it's like... 30 centimetres.
Why do you need one, Chris? You've got a full head of hair.
Yeah, but...
Do you just want to have a bit of the flapping sensation?
Like, give it a go, yeah. Well, I don't know. I've always thought I'd quite like to try a sort of Charlie from Busted look.
Right, so you want the big, big fringe.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to get a toupee, you have to have it, like, dark red or kind of a colour that completely doesn't match your own hair.
I'll tell you what
That's
I'd quite
the
like.
Rules.
Donald Trump flap. Seen that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. His sort of comb-over type.
He's got a good one going on. If I was going to get one, that's what I would want. OK, next!
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. I live in Cornwall, and as you can guess, come the summer, lots of people come down and eat lots of ice cream.
Yes, they do. They love it.
I was on the beach with my mum the other day when I realised something about what people choose when getting an ice cream, tub or cone. Scott... Becky, do you prefer a tub or a cone?
God, this is interesting. Cone every time.
Tub every time.
Why?
Because I hate wafer. Unless it's a certain type, unless it's like a waffle cone, I'll eat that. But actually, I've also worked out, if you say tub, you get way more ice cream.
Really?
Yeah. Because they normally, they put one scoop in, like you'd normally get a cone, and then they feel a bit sorry for you because it looks a bit sad in the tub on its own, so they chuck a bit more in.
Wow, I never knew that.
No? Yeah,
but you get a ridiculously small spoon.
Yeah, that is quite annoying. Sometimes I just put my face in.
Yeah, those spoons are useless, aren't they?
Have you never done
rubbish,
that?
Yeah.
No? Okay, good.
Just you that puts your face in, I think, yeah.
I noticed that all the boring-looking people were eating tubs and all the fun-loving holiday people were tucking into a cone.
There we are.
This got me thinking. I thought back to all the other times I've seen people eating ice cream and I realised that this is a genuinely true observation. Now, whenever I meet people, I ask them the simple question, tub or cone? And their reply usually helps me determine whether or not they are worth being friends with.
Oh dear.
Honestly, try this out. You will find your life greatly enriched. Love you, you complete me. Eleanor, off of Cornwall. Obviously, I am a cone.
Yes, see, all the best people are cones, and it's just the boring ones that are tubs.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say on Dear Scott? Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We are doing this every morning this week while Chris is off. Right, Jamie says that if you say the word grapefruit before sneezing, it stops you from sneezing. Grapefruit! You won't sneeze. Also on the subject of other faces, I've got some more to add to massage face and sneeze face. Trying to suppress a yawn face. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah.
That's a good one, because that's kind of like... You look like one of the Muppets. Which one was that? Beaker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you sort of try and suck it back up.
And also, there's another one. Rain face. The face that everyone pulls when you first realise it's raining when you go outside.
But when you're trying to push up... That's to try and push up your eyebrows so it doesn't get in your eyes, isn't it?
But it's kind of looking up to the sky and going, ugh. Thanks for all your faces. Yeah, it's kind of scrunched up face with umbrella, isn't it? Looking up towards the sky.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
If you're a girl and you're putting on makeup, or maybe a boy that's putting on makeup today, because that's fine as well. Mascara face.
Oh, yes.
Because when you're doing the lashes, you're looking up towards the sky, but the rules are, and loads of people will be doing this right now, you have to have your mouth open.
You do, like face off a fish.
Yeah, fish face.
Yeah.
You can't put mascara on without your mouth being like in an O shape.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Becky's here.
Hello.
Chris is here.
Hello.
Is there any good news today? What have you got?
It's a struggle to find any, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the papers are just absolutely full of what's been happening. And the headlines, something like anarchy in the UK. It's mostly dominating the papers today, obviously.
Mm.
But if you look a bit further in, there must be some...
So I've gone to the entertainment pages.
Good.
Pixies Stubble Trouble.
Good headline.
Is a massive concern to me.
Is this Pixie Lott?
Yeah.
And she's got a beard?
That's
what it sounds like.
Yeah, there's been issues with her legs. She ripped her tights... And now there's concerns that she's got hairy legs, generally.
Having stubble on your legs does not cause your tights to rip.
Is it that sharp?
You're wearing, like, two denier or something.
Is it that sharp, the hair on your legs?
No, really not. It's not sharp enough to cut a bit of fabric.
I wasn't aware she had hairy legs, though.
No. Does that put you off a little bit?
It's a massive concern of mine.
It has to grow back at some point.
It's obviously a massive concern if for the paper, whichever that one was in today.
Yes.
Next.
Reeling in the Deep. Adele says she's written her best songs after a glass of wine.
Wait. So that's multi-million selling Adele.
Yeah.
Who drinks... Is it a glass or is it a bottle?
Hard to say, really. Either way, she writes her best...
Just to get her creative juices flowing.
But that can't work. That can't be the reason. Because otherwise you'd be a multi-million selling...
That's true. That is true. I'd be like number one on the album charts all the time, all over the world. So how does that work, actually? You're right.
Yeah. I don't think it does.
I think it's something else. I think it must be just like her definite talent rather than the wine. Next.
Bad JLS news, really. They've been... I can never remember how you pronounce it. Ariche.
Yeah. You want to say Ortiz, don't you?
It's spelled Ortiz in front of me here.
But Ariche.
He's taken a photo of himself in the mirror and has tweeted it, showing his new fitness regime.
Oh, I need to get on that. What is he? On Twitter? He's my favourite.
You spell it O-R-T-I...
No, she didn't mean how do you spell it. She meant, like, what is he? What's his at on Twitter is what
she
meant.
Oh,
I'm just
going
to type in Naked Ariche and hope I don't get Naked Horatio off CSI.
But what he's doing is he's taking
photos... Don't worry, it's your login.
Taking photos of himself in the mirror, a.k.a. Your sort of Twitter profile.
And
here,
Demi
you know?
Moore. She's a big fan of the mirror pic on Twitter, isn't she?
We've talked about this before. People that have that picture of themselves, which they've taken themselves in the mirror... as their profile picture. It happens a lot on Twitter, happens a lot on Facebook. And now Ariche's joining in.
He's doing it as part of his grueling fitness regime. Are you up for doing it?
No, absolutely not. I'm not one of those people that would ever take a picture of myself in the mirror. I'm not.
Have you ever done it?
One that doesn't speak is questioning this.
No, you think you should do it? He wants you to do it?
I think there's something not right about that.
I think most people... have. I don't like to admit it, but I've done it at one point.
Have you used it as your profile picture? That's different.
No.
Why have you taken
Screen saver on your phone?
No.
Why have you taken that picture?
Don't know. There's a few, you know, not many things I put past you, Chris.
Chris, why have you taken that picture? To send to someone?
No.
Well, why then?
Oh, I shouldn't have said this.
You have quite a few pictures of your friends that they've taken in the mirror as the caller ID when they ring you.
Move on.
Why did you take the picture?
I think it's something, honestly, that a lot of people have done.
Yes, but why? To send to someone?
No!
How many times did you take it before you got one you were happy with?
Move on.
Looking really uncomfortable there. Next.
More JLS news.
Oh.
They've been in trouble with the police in LA.
Oh, no.
Oh, so have I.
Has Aston done an Anthony Costa?
No, I'm in trouble with the police in LA as well, as of yesterday.
Have you done an Anthony Costa?
No, I haven't. We done a cash machine. Why are they in trouble first? I'll share mine.
JLS have been jaywalking.
Oh.
It's not rock and roll, really, is it?
No, but it is illegal in America. You can't just walk out willy-nilly from the pavement to the road. You can't. And even if it's clear, they'll still fine you.
What are you being done for?
Not paying for your new teeth?
No, it's another... I haven't got new teeth. These are 5 years old now, looking good, aren't they? It is...
They'll be falling out soon. When did they fall out? 6 or 7?
I don't know.
Are you going to put them under your pillow and get some money?
I'm expecting them to go wrong.
You would get loads. Do you reckon you'll get back the money you paid for them, though? Probably not.
I'm expecting these to go wrong quite soon.
Are you going to sell them on eBay?
No, I have
dreams. Can I sell them on eBay?
I have dreams a lot where they look good at the moment, but they're going to look really bad really soon, so that means it's going to happen, right? I do. I have visions of me coming in to do this show one day and being all gums. That happens a lot in my dreams.
I quite like that.
Am I? Okay, for everyone. And they've gone. They've completely gone. Some people say it's a stress dream, but I think for me it could become a reality.
And
5 years old now.
Then we can enter you in gurning competitions.
Yeah.
Are they still on?
Are they still on?
You'd be the youngest one in them.
They're probably still on Channel 5.
Do it. Do your gurning face.
It's a bit like, what's the thing that's always on Boxing Day? World's Strongest Man?
Oh, I love that.
That's still on.
I love that. You'd be good at gurning.
Good morning, this is Radio 1.
Think how young it would make you feel entering a gurning championship.
Anyway, there was a slight thing where I ran a stop sign in America, but I do have quite a cool... bill, you know, like a parking fine.
Scott Bills.
Which I kind of want to keep because it says on it, City of West Hollywood. Now that's quite showbiz. I mean, I've still got to pay the $125, but maybe I should photocopy it or something because that's quite cool.
Did they not haul you up on the fact you were using Britney Spears' driving licence that you bought in some tacky tourist shop?
Well, I didn't present that to them.
Oh, right.
Because that's illegal also, but you can buy those... little car driving licences in America.
It is confusing in America because they have four-way stops, don't they?
It's
just not... You don't know who's meant to go at what...
It's easy to do. That's my excuse. Anyway.
You should have done it.
Hello, if you're listening in America, I'm paying it today. Next.
Finish on some good news, yeah. I thought. In the Sun, Daisy Lowe has revealed she feels most comfortable in just her undies.
Well, who doesn't?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And that's why I'm doing the show, as I do every day, in just my undies. Good morning, everybody. Oh, that's another word I don't like, I've decided. Undies. Ugh. It's up there with bubbly and blighty.
Really?
It's horrible. Just say underwear. Undies. It's 7:49. Thanks, Chris. That cheered things up a lot.
No
apart
worries.
From the devastating news about JLS, obviously.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We should compile a list of all the faces we've got. We've got massage face, the face that you pull when you're having a massage. We've got spoon face, when you get ID'd for buying plastic spoons when you're clearly in your 20s.
Spoons?
Got suppressing a yawn face. When you first realise it's raining outside face. Try not to sneeze face. And putting on mascara face, which is always your mouth in the shape of an O. You can't do it with your mouth closed, putting mascara on. Take it from someone who knows. Becky, obviously.
Yeah.
Got a new one. Chris, maybe you could showcase this for us, seeing as you're good at it. Taking a picture of yourself in the mirror face. Go on. Oh, he's got his phone up.
It's the eyebrows. He thinks he looks... It's the I think I'm hot when I do this face look.
It's the slight sexy smirk and slightly raised eyebrows. Do it again. Everyone do this now, because obviously you can't see Chris. If you're in the car, the way to work, on the train, doesn't matter who's around, do your taking picture of yourself in the mirror face right now. Yes.
Love it. I've got some other good news.
Go on.
I found you a gurning championship.
My teeth haven't gone yet.
It's in Egremont on the 17th of September in Cumbria.
Oh.
And apparently you can still have teeth if you want to enter, but you'll be up against like world champions and stuff.
Who will have teeth or won't have teeth?
I don't know. I can't tell because they're gurning.
Right, okay. This is the kind of thing where Chris will go, get involved.
Definitely.
Yeah, get involved with that.
So, yeah, do you want me to book you a place?
Well,
about a month away. You can practice.
No, I can't contort my face that well.
Yes, you can.
Book me in for like 2 years' time because the teeth will be off by then. I'll be brilliant at it.
Podcast.
So, as you just heard, we have confirmed David Hasselhoff for next week's Fun and Filth Cabaret in Edinburgh. He's going to be there with his girls, Taylor Ann and Hayley. They're going to be doing some performing. And, well, actually, they don't know really what they're doing yet. I have to perform a song with the Hoff at some point on Monday night. So any suggestions on what you think I should do? Islands in the Stream seems to be the most popular choice so far. Or Something Stupid off of Robbie and Nicole. Let us know what you think. 81199, what song can I do a duet with? With the Hoff on Monday night. So what's happening next week is this show, and sorry, not this show, but our 4 till 7 normal show will be live from Edinburgh, from the festival, which is happening right now. And then 11 till 12, every evening, myself and Nick Grimshaw are your ringmasters for an evening of late night cabaret, with the Hoff being the guest on the first one. So that runs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday next week. Good news is, as well as hearing it live on Radio 1 in the evenings between 11 and 12, you'll be able to watch it as it's happening live on the Radio 1 website. Get involved with that next week.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Monday is getting nearer and nearer, and that is the first of our late night cabaret shows, which are called Fun and Filth, at the Edinburgh Festival. David Hasselhoff, confirmed artist for next Monday night. And I am going to duet with him on a song. I'm a little bit stressed because I don't know what song to do with him. And I don't want to put extra pressure on him by having to learn something. Because I remember a while ago, I got him to come perform at one of my student gigs in Birmingham. And in the car journey all the way there from London to Birmingham, which is a good two and a half hours in the traffic that we were in, he had his MP3 player on, relearning the words to all of his own songs.
Oh, bless him.
Including the most recent one, Jump in My Car. He's like, I know the chorus, I just can't remember the verses. So asking him to learn Home and Away by Monday, I think, is a tall order. Maybe I could learn one of the songs from his German albums. He's done, I think he's done about 3 or 4 albums entirely in German. Doesn't speak a word of it. Basically, what happens is someone, say some German, sing some German for me. You know German.
Do I?
Well, just say anything in German.
Guten Tag.
So sing it.
Guten Tag, wie geht's?
So when the Hoffs recording an album in German, someone goes,
Schinken.
Schinken in his ear, and he just goes, Schinken. Doesn't speak any German.
I don't think that's rude. I think that's pork. Well, it could be right. I don't know.
Is that pork? Don't just spring German words on me willy-nilly at peak time on
Might
Radio
be
1.
Generic meat. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm associating it with food, but...
Someone sings the German in his ear and he just kind of repeats it parrot fashion. 3 albums in Germany. Multi-million seller.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Michelle, hi.
Hi, Scott.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Edinburgh just now.
How can I help?
I'm in a bit of a dilemma, Scott. I made a bet with one of my friends.
You made a bet?
I made a bet, and you know, a bet to bet. So, to get Sue Barker off of tennis, in a cake for her wedding.
So you have said to one of your friends that for his or her wedding...
Her wedding, yep, Susan.
Her wedding. You can get Sue Barker off the telly and off the tennis...
Yes.
...to be in a cake.
In a cake, yeah.
And to jump out of a cake on her wedding?
Yeah, pretty much just want Sue Barker on the cake.
Why would you ever say that?
I don't know.
Is it something that she's always wanted?
It's something that I've always wanted... To be quite honest, but...
Why?
I don't know, I just thought it'd be quite funny, and I quite like Sue Barker.
Is she the one off of Question of Sport?
Yes.
Okay, good. I know you mean now. And yes, I can now envisage her jumping out of a cake with a bow on.
Exactly. So, you know...
Surprise! As you do what?
As you do, I emailed Sue Barker, but she's just not having any of it.
Oh, is she not?
No, so I was hoping maybe you'd do it, Scott.
When you say she's not having any of it, do you mean that she hasn't replied or she said no?
No, she's just not replied.
Oh. How did you get her email? Is it just...
Oh, yeah, it was quite
easy. Does she use Hotmail?
Yeah, just Sue Barker at hotmail.co.uk.
Is that what you put?
No, I actually emailed her her agent.
Ah, oh. Clever.
And no reply as yet?
No, so I was quite gutted.
See, what I quite like about this is exactly the kind of conversation that we would have on this team. Like, right, it's Becky's birthday tomorrow. I reckon we could get Sue Barker to jump out of a cake for her birthday. And then the next day I'd be like, oh no, did I actually promise that? Oh. Imagine ow, my pen just snapped.
It hit you in the eye.
Ow.
Sorry, ow. Made me
jump. Okay, so how do you want us to help with this?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd be up for it, Scott. I know you love a wedding and, you know, get involved.
Right, so it's gone from Sue Barker to me jumping out of a cake.
Yeah, pretty much.
Didn't you used to dress up as Sue Barker?
What are you on about?
Well, you
look a bit like Ellen DeGeneres, and they look quite alike. So.
I do not look like Ellen DeGeneres.
One that doesn't speak. Didn't he or did he not at some point dress up as Sue Barker for some quiz or something we were doing?
Absolutely not. You've got the wrong person.
I had to get him a Sue Barker wig.
No, that wasn't me.
I'm sure it was you.
No, I've never dressed... Do you not think I'd remember if I dressed up as Sue Barker? I would.
Sure.
No, it wasn't me.
Or maybe you were meant to look like someone else and Chappers said that you'd look like Sue Barker. I'm sure I've got an image of you.
A visage?
A visage. Of you in a blonde wig.
No, that wasn't me. We did get Holly Valance off the early 2000s to jump out of a cake once for Chappers' birthday when he was on the show. Would you be interested in her if she's still up for it?
Yeah,
I don't know whether she's still.
Or Rachel Stevens.
I don't know whether she's still doing cake jumping. Is that what it's called, cake jumping?
Yeah, sure.
Rachel Stevens, we could ask.
Yeah, she'd be well up for it.
I guess she's Rachel Stevens at hotmail.co.uk as well.
Probably.
Okay, well, so you'll take anyone, as long as it's someone jumping out of a cake, won't you?
Yeah.
I've got a few listeners who are called Susan Barker texting in who will jump out of a cake. Is that any good?
Yeah, that'd be great. This is meant to just get a load of cakes.
What, so they don't even have to be a famous now?
No.
Wow, you are desperate. And when's the wedding?
It's next July.
All right. Oh, next July?
Yeah.
We've got ages.
Yeah, you've got plenty of time to get your Sue Barker look down.
Well, I might even start at the top because Sue Barker must have an internal BBC email, right?
Does she owe you one?
We could ask.
You must be able to call in a favour offer.
Let's bypass the agent. Let's try and get Sue Barker on and see if she's free next July.
Definitely.
Is that good for you?
That's brilliant for me, Scott.
Okay, I can't promise anything, but I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye. Radio 1 Podcasts. Quite a few people are pointing out that Sue Barker might be a little bit preoccupied next July. What's happening then?
Next July?
Yeah.
Olympics?
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she might be busy.
Yeah.
But Craig's been on, saying that he will actually do it instead. But, Craig, I just tried to ring you. You were answering your phone. I might call you back in a second. Here's the thing. If you're going to do it, you've got to go the whole hog, and you actually have to dress as Sue Barker in the absence of actual Sue Barker, who'll be too busy at the Olympics. I quite like to know what other people promise, because there's a thing that Chris has, which is like the pub promise, where it should be just for the pub, and then the next day should be like a raised. Because there's loads of things you promise, like yeah, I'll do that. It's like when I offered to play harp at somebody's wedding. I think that was in a pub once, and I was like, yeah, I could do that. And then the next day, I was like, oh, what did I say that for? Well, it's a bit like the Matthew Morrison thing. We've all forgotten about that, haven't we? The bloke off Glee. Where I was supposed to, well, I said I'd play the ukulele with him. That was a studio promise. It wasn't even in the pub.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So later this week, we are going to confirm some more cabaret acts that we've booked for our cabaret evenings next week at the Edinburgh Festival. Already confirmed, Greg James and David Hasselhoff. Now, maybe, I don't know whether anyone else has seen this, but maybe I got to see a little list of some people that we may have for some of the cabaret shows next week. And safe to say, it's brilliant. If some of these people are going to be at the Fun and Filth Cabaret next week, then I am proper excited. What we'll do is later on this week, from tomorrow, we'll start giving you some more names of people that are going to be on. So it's going to be like comedians, there's going to be just big stars like The Hoff. There's going to be some really weird, random acts as well, like some of the strangest things you can see at the Edinburgh Festival. We will bring to you all next week at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. We're back in Edinburgh next week.
It's Radio 1, Fun and Filth Cabaret.
So here's what's going to happen. 4 till 7 every afternoon, we're going to be on Radio 1 as normal, bringing you the best of Edinburgh. Then between 11 and 12 every night, me and Grimmy are going to be your hosts for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. This is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday evening. You'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1, all the music, all the comedy, all the randoms. Then you'll be able to watch it live on the Radio 1 website as well, 11 till 12 every night. So you'll be able to see what's going on as it's happening. And as a little extra, have you heard about this?
No. Well, I don't know, because you haven't, I don't know.
It's going to be on the red button on the telly. As well.
Even more reason for you and Hoff to do a duet of Hakuna Matata.
What's Hakuna Matata?
From Lion King, Timon and Pumbaa.
I'm sorry?
Have you not seen The Lion King?
I don't think I have. It's a cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like cartoons.
Famous musical.
I haven't, honestly, I don't think I've seen it. I know there's a lion in it called Simba.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
You don't even know Mufasa.
No.
Oh my God.
Are you
Scar?
Even Chris is shocked that I've never seen The Lion King. Oh my God.
Everyone knows Hakuna Matata.
Everyone in the live lounge is, what are you on about? It's just passed me
it's
by.
It's an amazing, it's sung by a warthog. And it's brilliant.
Okay, good. I'll take your word for it. Should my homework today be to watch The Lion King?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll do that today and I'll report back tomorrow. Is it any good?
It's brilliant.
I'm joking. Okay, so it's going to be on Red Button next week as well, on any BBC channel between 11 and 12 in the evening. No pressure.
Podcast.
Wow. The reaction to me not having seen The Lion King is incredible. I wish I'd never said that now. I really wish I'd just agreed with you and gone, Hakuna Matata. Yes, I'll do that. I've no idea what you're talking about.
Hakuna Matata means no worries.
Hakuna Matata, no worries. So, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm really, really sorry.
Do you want to be Timon or Pumbaa?
I don't know what you're about, but I feel that I've let you down, and I will watch The Lion King today. all right. Chris is like, today. it'll be today,
Mums. Martin King, get involved.
It'll be today. It's 9:11 on BBC Radio 1. That was Pixie Lott and her hairy legs and All About Tonight. It's in the paper today. We're not just saying that she's got hairy legs willy-nilly. So it must be true.
It's not true because there's no way leg hair cuts tight.
Basically, she's got thin tights on and her leg hair is so razor sharp that it
is... ridiculous suggestion.
It shredded her tights to ribbons.
So stupid.
Oh, hang on, cough. Oh, health.
That was so Moyles.
Good morning. That's my healthy cough there, everybody. Okay, Foo Fighters are coming up and also Wretch 3-2. Tomorrow on this show at 8 a.m, One Direction will be here. Now, yesterday we were playing this game. What could the first lyric of their new song, What Makes You Beautiful, be? Now, I liked it that yesterday on Twitter, Harry Styles and Niall from the actual band were both playing the You're Ins game with me, tweeting me. Now, surely, being members of the band, they probably know what the first line of the song is, but I liked it that they joined in anyway. Styles could only come up with... Oh, no, actually, it was Niall who went, "You're in the toilet," which I thought was very immature. You're immature. That's what you are.
They've still got time to change it before tomorrow.
Yeah.
If they do find something better, if we do come up with something better, they've still got 24 hours.
So many suggestions for what the first line could be. We'll find out, obviously, when we play the song in full tomorrow. Jess came up with this one. You're in spandex. And then there's Glenn from Tunbridge Wells, who also texted 81199 with this one. Your insurance lapsed. You're insatiable, said a lot of people. And then Jane and Carlisle came up with this one. Scott Mills' pocket. And then Twitter came up with loads as well, not only from the band, but from members of the actual public as well. Like from Jimmy. Speedos. And from Georgia, who's a big One Direction fan, Squeezy Cheese. Apparently Niall loves Squeezy Cheese. Well, actually,
I love Squeezy Cheese.
He loves anything because he just eats and eats.
Can we do Squeezy Cheese together tomorrow?
Yep, no worries. Also, make sure we don't mention the next word that I'm going to say tomorrow when the band are in. Spoons.
Why?
Liam of the band hates them. I like it that One Direction fans are so obsessed, they know that Liam Payne from One Direction hates spoons.
How does he eat his yoghurt?
Spoons.
Spoons?
How does he eat yoghurt? Does he use a spork?
I don't know. Spoons? Spoons? He'd have that look all the time. I don't know, he's just got an irrational fear of spoons. We'll ask him tomorrow, eh?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Thank you for all your suggestions of the song that I should duet with the Hoff with on our first evening of cabaret, Monday night in Edinburgh. Oh, it's going to be on Red Button now as well. Loads more people will see it. Hakuna Matata, I will watch today. That's one of the songs in The Lion King, if I'm correct there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will watch Lion King today. Oh, what if I fall asleep?
There's no way you'll fall asleep.
It's a cartoon.
You'll cry your eyes out, but you won't fall asleep.
Oh, no, will I cry?
Yeah.
Would I?
Yeah.
Especially if I got up early.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I'll watch it today. That's my homework. It's not the worst homework to have, is it? So, that's a possibility. This next song, we were saying about earlier, and this could be perfect, according to a few of our listeners, for me and the Hoff to perform on the stage at our late night cabaret in Edinburgh. Thank you for suggesting this one. This is from Scrubs. It's from their musical episode, and it's JD and Turk singing Guy Love.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Tomorrow, we will announce some more top guests who will perform at our late night cabaret shows next week when we come back to the Edinburgh Festival. I'm properly excited about this now. We've got David Hasselhoff on board. We've got Greg James. I will announce some more top acts tomorrow. You're going to be impressed, I think. Now, how about if you wanted to perform as well? Because I want to make this properly interactive, because you helped to choose the name, which is now Fun and Filth. You've helped us out with acts. You've told us who you would like to see on at our late night cabaret shows, which is going to be on website and Red Button, as well as being on Radio 1 next week between 11 and 12 in the evenings. Also, because it's been interactive so far with you helping us, I would like you to perform. If you fancy yourself as a bit of a performer, maybe you've never done it before in your life, but you reckon, yeah, I know a couple of good jokes, I could sing a song, maybe. And you can say to everybody, I've performed at the Edinburgh Festival, darling, without even having to leave your bedroom. So what I need from you, if you would like to be on one of our shows next week, is an idea of what you would do to entertain us for a minute or so. All you need is the idea of what you're going to do, a good broadband connection, and a webcam. And you can do it from your bedroom. And what we'll do is put you on a big screen in Edinburgh, and you can say to my mates, yeah, I did the Edinburgh Festival 2011. Went down a storm, actually. Without even having to leave the house. You don't even have to go outside. You just need to be having a good broadband connection and a webcam. And we'll put you on a massive screen, and you can kind of perform at the Edinburgh Festival. Fancy that? Let me know what your talent is. If you've got a good connection and a webcam, I want to hear from you now. Send me an email. That's the best way of contacting me. My email address, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what you'd do to entertain the crowd for a minute or two. Remember, this is going to be on Red Button as well and on the website. You'll be on a big screen in Edinburgh from the comfort of your bedroom. Let me know what you do. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I can just imagine you now there, you know, telling a couple of jokes with the radiator behind you, with some socks drying on the radiator. That's what I'm after. People in their bedrooms performing at the Edinburgh Festival next week. Get involved. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email today, please. We might get you on next week.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
This is Scott Mills. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Henry,
where are you?
I'm currently driving a tractor in Essex.
Nice!
I know.
Right, do you want to be on our Fun and Filth Cabaret? Do you want to perform next week from the comfort of your house?
I would love to.
Okay, what are you going to do then?
I was planning on putting my webcam on, grabbing my sister into my bedroom and pissing her off.
Okay, you can't say that. You mean annoying her a bit, yes?
Annoying her, yeah, sorry.
Right, how... What, just annoying her in a kind of brotherly way? Shouting
yeah,
at her a bit?
I have a few tricks under my sleeve, which would work out pretty well.
Okay. Well, listen, the best thing to do is get on our Facebook, right? Just search Scott Mills, put your name down, and maybe you could be annoying your sister to the max next week, live from your bedroom from Radio 1. Anyone else that's got any suggestions, I'm just putting something on Facebook now. If you want to appear on our Edinburgh shows, you can do it from your bedroom. It's easy. And we'll put you on a big screen at the festival. You need a good broadband connection and a webcam. And if you want to be on, let us know about it. 81199 on text, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or on Facebook, Scott Mills. I'm not sure annoying your sister is an actual talent, though. If you've got something you want to do, like an actual performance, then that would be better.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Someone's been on. This is Leon the Milkman. Imagine it, on a big screen in Edinburgh, live from his house. Do we want Leon the Milkman sticking a strawberry bootlace up his nose and then pulling it out of his mouth?
No, we really do not. You shouldn't shove anything up your nose.
Oh, that sounds painful. Some people are really concerned that if they come on live from their house with their good broadband connection and webcam, that they're going to have to tidy up a bit. It doesn't have to be in your bedroom. It can be anywhere in the house. You don't have to be in your bedroom, just wherever the webcam is. You can go lounge, kitchen. I think also I'd quite like to see your messy houses. I'd like to see your curtains. I'd like to see the pants on the radiator. That's part of it. So you'll be performing at the Edinburgh Festival, but from your house. Be pretty cool.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.